Good news! You already are spiritual. Not only is your essence made of pure spirit, but no matter who you are or how you've lived, I can guarantee that you've already been spiritual, with or without knowing it. Here are some ways you may have been spiritual. Remember as a child when you used to daydream during school? Wasn't it a great feeling to get absorbed in your own being and enjoy all the entertainment of your inner creations? At least until the teacher called on you. In some cases, your daydreaming may have been a form of meditation, turning your awareness away from the outer world of a boring lesson and into the rich realms of inner creativity. When your heart is moved to volunteer your time, finances, and other efforts to a good cause, then you're touching the spiritual practice of selfless service. If you can keep in mind that you're honoring the divine in each person you help, then this practice becomes even more spiritual. Every time you go to sleep and every time you wake up, your consciousness passes through a porthole of awareness that scientists call the hypnagogic state. These juncture points of wakefulness and sleep are powerful times through which you may be able to grasp the divine presence that exists beyond your thinking mind. Don't rush so fast to jump out of bed in the morning. Savor that peaceful yet dynamic space between sleep and wakefulness. While watching a beautiful sunset or smelling the delightful fragrances of flowers in spring, it is likely that you've experienced some spiritual feelings of love and appreciation for the beauty of God's creation. Holidays, weddings, funerals, and birthdays bring opportunities for thinking spiritual thoughts, feeling spiritual emotions, and saying spiritual things. Thanksgiving Day. What are you thankful for? New Year's Day. What resolutions are you making to improve your life? Weddings. What blessings do you wish upon the happy couple? Funerals. Where do you feel your friend or family member has gone? What was the value of his or her life?